Hey there, wellness warriors. Welcome to the Anchor to Wellness Show, your compass in the sea of holistic health. I'm Casey Wallace, and I'm your passionate advocate for vibrant well-being. And after witnessing countless patients caught in the cycle of sick care model, I became really disenchanted with the conventional healthcare system. It's a system where people aren't truly getting better. They're just simply managing symptoms. But I refuse to accept this as the norm, and I'm determined to shift the paradigm from sick care to well care. I have embarked on a journey into the realms of functional medicine and holistic health, and in each of these episodes, we will dive deep into the latest research, debunking myths, and unlocking the secrets to optimal wellness. From brain health to hormone balance, we'll cover it all with a blend of science, soul, and a dash of controversy. Together, we're making waves to reclaim control of our health destiny and anchor ourselves to wellness. So whether you're seeking clarity on brain fog or ready to reclaim your vitality, you're in the right place. So let's make waves and set sail towards a life anchored in wellness. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you try to eat right or exercise, something just isn't clicking with your health? You're not alone. And today we're going to dive into what's called the metabolic mess, what it is, how it affects us, and why it's crucial to look beyond diet and exercise, just doing that alone, to truly achieve optimal health. The metabolic mess is like a tangled web of factors that can really disrupt our body's natural balance. And that leads to a cascade of health issues, from hormonal imbalances and gut health issues to micronutrient deficiencies and potential chronic underlying infections. There's a lot more to play than meets the eye. In this episode, we're going to explore how the metabolic mess starts and why it can be so challenging to break free from its grip, and most importantly, what you can do to reclaim your health and vitality. So grab a cup of tea and settle in, and let's untangle the mysteries of the metabolic mess together. The metabolic mess refers to a complex state of imbalance within the body that is characterized by disruptions in various physiologic systems, including metabolism and hormones, digestion and immunity. It encompasses a wide range of factors such as hormonal imbalances or gut health issues or those micronutrient deficiencies or even chronic inflammation. And this intricate interplay of factors can lead to a cascade of health issues, including weight gain, fatigue, mood swings, and chronic diseases. The metabolic mess is not a one-size-fits-all condition. It really can vary from individual to individual based on things like genetic predispositions, lifestyle factors, and environmental exposures. Recognizing and addressing the underlying root causes of the metabolic mess is essential for really restoring balance and promoting optimal health and vitality. So the concept of the domino effect really illustrates how one disruption in the body system can trigger a chain of reaction of events, leading to further imbalances and health issues. In the context of the metabolic mess, this means that when one aspect of health becomes compromised, it can set off a series of interconnected reactions that exacerbate the imbalance and perpetuate the cycle of dysfunction. For example, consider a scenario where someone experiences hormone imbalances due to chronic stress. This hormonal imbalance can lead to changes in metabolism, appetite regulation, and energy levels. It can contribute to weight gain, fatigue, and even some mood disturbances. And as a result, the individual may turn to comfort foods high in sugar and processed carbohydrates to really cope with that stress and fatigue, which further exacerbates the entire metabolic imbalance. Additionally, the consumption of inflammatory foods can really worsen gut health, leading to a dysbiosis, which is an imbalance in the gut microbiome. It can really increase intestinal permeability, which is another word, it's called leaky gut, and it can contribute to chronic inflammation. This inflammation can in turn disrupt hormonal signals, which exacerbate hormonal imbalances and perpetuate the whole cycle of dysfunction over and over and over. So as this cycle continues, each imbalance reinforces the others, creating this self-perpetuating loop that becomes increasingly difficult to break. And left unchecked, the metabolic mess can lead to a cascade of health issues, including obesity, insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, and autoimmune conditions. But by understanding the concept of this domino effect and how the metabolic mess perpetuates on itself, we can begin to address the root causes of dysfunction, and we can really implement targeted strategies to restore balance and promote optimal health. But this may involve addressing hormonal imbalances or optimizing your gut health, reducing inflammation, and adopting lifestyle interventions that really support our overall well-being. This metabolic mess is why it is simply not really fair to just tell someone that they have to eat healthy and exercise to lose weight or have balanced hormones or better gut health. There's so much more to it than that. It is the job of the person to try to have healthy lifestyle practices, but sometimes this metabolic mess is perpetuating something deep in the body that makes it really very difficult to overcome. Take someone with a yeast overgrowth in the gut, for example. Those yeast are basically saying, like, feed me carbs. So that is why it's so hard to overcome carb cravings if there's a yeast overgrowth. There are just too many signals being released that no matter what you do, no amount of willpower can overcome that. So the body is like in its own self-sabotage mode. Self-sabotage, that's a term we often hear thrown around when we're struggling to stick to our health goals, but what if I told you it's not always about willpower or failure? Sometimes our bodies are sending us the wrong signals without us even realizing it. So imagine that there's this metabolic mess happening inside of you where the messages and cues being sent are all mixed up. It's like a tangled web of hormones and gut bugs and neurotransmitters. They're all shouting conflicting instructions. But here's the thing, it's not always your fault. You're not failing. It's not just a mental game you need to play better. Sometimes our bodies need a little extra help to get back on track. So by focusing on giving your mind and body these right messages through nutrition and exercise, good sleep, and stress reduction, you are taking a crucial step towards the healing. But don't be afraid to dig a little deeper and address any further underlying signals that could be happening. And it could be fixing nutrient deficiencies or repairing your gut microbiome or rebalancing your hormone, and that does provide hope. So just be kind to yourself. You're doing good. You're doing the best you can. And sometimes that is enough to just propel us forward and keep us moving forward one step at a time. But I do want to discuss some examples to illustrate how the metabolic mess can impact daily life and health. So let's talk about fatigue and brain health. Imagine when you're waking up, you're feeling exhausted despite getting a full night's sleep. Throughout the day, you struggle to focus and concentrate, experiencing bouts of brain fog that make simple tasks feel overwhelming. And this constant fatigue and mental fog can impact productivity and mood and overall quality of life, which makes it difficult to enjoy daily activities and engage fully in our work or social interactions. And that's all a function of sometimes what happens with a metabolic mess. Another example would be weight gain and food cravings. Picture feeling constantly hungry. Despite eating those regular meals, you find yourself reaching for sugary snacks and processed foods throughout the day, seeking quick energy fixes to combat that fatigue and low mood. And despite your efforts to eat well and exercise, the weight continues to creep on, leaving you feeling frustrated and defeated. These persistent food cravings and weight struggles can take a toll on self-esteem and body image, leading to cycles of guilt and shame around eating habits, which again perpetuates the whole metabolic mess cycle. And then there's digestive distress. What about when we experience bloating or gas or abdominal discomfort, especially after eating? You find yourself avoiding certain foods and social situations out of fear of digestive upset, which leads to further feelings of isolation and anxiety. And these digestive issues not only impact physical comfort, but also they disrupt those social interactions, which makes our quality of life not what we like it to be. And it really makes it even hard to enjoy meals with friends or family, and again, perpetuates the metabolic mess. And then there's things like our mood swings, our irritability. We have these throughout the day, and emotions are ranging from anger and frustration to sadness or apathy. These mood fluctuations can strain relationships and impact personal and professional interactions, leaving you feeling isolated and misunderstood. And despite efforts to regulate emotions through self-care practices like meditation or exercise, the mood swings persist, creating a sense of instability and uncertainty, which puts further strain on the body and perpetuates the metabolic mess. So you can see how this cycle is just out of control sometimes. And then there's chronic pain and inflammation. That really can start to affect your mobility and your ability to engage in daily activities. So simple tasks like walking, standing, or lifting objects, that can become very painful and exhausting and really can limit our independence and our enjoyment of life. So despite seeking relief through medication or physical therapy, the pain persists, leaving you feeling hopeless and discouraged, which again perpetuates the entire metabolic mess. These are all examples of how this metabolic mess can really manifest in our various aspects of our daily life and impact our physical health, our mental well-being, and our overall quality of life. By recognizing the signs and symptoms of the metabolic mess, we can begin to address the underlying imbalances and restore balance to the body, promoting optimal health and vitality. So I want to go through some common misconceptions about health and wellness that often revolve around these oversimplified notions that focus solely on diet and exercise as the keys to optimal health. While diet and exercise are undeniably important components, do not hear that I'm not saying it's not important, but they are important components of the healthy lifestyle. They do represent just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to achieving holistic well-being. So here are some common misconceptions, and then we're going to talk about the reality of that. So the misconception is diet and exercise are the only factors that matter for health. When in reality, while diet and exercise are important, they are just two components of a multifaceted approach to health. Other factors such as sleep quality, stress management, environmental exposures, social connections, and mental well-being, these all play crucial roles in our overall health and wellness. Another misconception is weight is the primary indicator of health. In reality, health is not determined solely by body weight. Factors like body composition, metabolic health, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and inflammation markers really provide a more comprehensive picture of overall health. Focusing solely on weight can lead to harmful dieting behaviors and body image issues, which, by the way, will perpetuate the whole metabolic mess. Misconception again here. Healthy eating means following a strict diet or eliminating entire food groups. In reality, healthy eating is about balance, variety, and moderation. Restrictive diets that eliminate entire food groups can be unsustainable and may lead to nutrient deficiencies or disordered eating patterns. Instead, focus on nourishing your body with these whole nutrient-dense foods while allowing for flexibility and enjoyment for your eating habits. Another misconception, exercise is only beneficial for weight loss. In reality, exercise offers numerous benefits beyond weight management, including improved cardiovascular health, muscle strength, flexibility, mood regulation, and cognitive function. Regular physical activity is essential for overall health and well-being, regardless of weight status. Another misconception, health problems can always be solved with lifestyle changes alone. Reality, yes, while lifestyle changes can have a significant impact on health, they may not always be sufficient to address complex health issues. Things like genetic predispositions, underlying medical conditions, environmental factors, hormonal imbalances, and other things like socioeconomic factors can all influence health outcomes and may require additional interventions such as medication or medical treatments. Again, more holistic thought process here. By dispelling these misconceptions and adopting a more holistic approach to health and wellness, individuals can really empower themselves to make informed decisions that really support their overall health and well-being. It is crucial to recognize that surface-level solutions often provide only temporary relief and fail to address the underlying root causes of health issues. And while quick fixes may offer immediate gratification, they rarely lead to long-term sustainable health outcomes. Emphasizing the importance of looking beyond surface-level solutions and addressing underlying root causes of health issues is essential for promoting lasting health and wellness. So here's why. We get a comprehensive understanding when we dig deeper. Surface-level solutions often focus on managing symptoms rather than addressing the underlying factors that are driving those symptoms. By digging deeper and understanding the root causes of health issues, individuals can develop targeted strategies to really address the underlying imbalances and promote true healing. You can also take more of a holistic approach. Health issues are rarely isolated and often stem from a combination of factors, including those genetics and lifestyle things, environmental things, and psychological factors. So looking more at a holistic approach shows more interconnectedness of these factors and allows individuals to really look deeper at what's going on. Empowerment and ownership is another good part of this. When individuals take an active role in addressing the underlying root causes of their health issues, they do become empowered to take control of their health and well-being, and they feel more validated to really move forward to take steps to really improve their health. And it also gives long-term results. When we just focus on surface-level solutions, they usually only provide really temporary relief, and we want to focus on lasting results. By addressing the underlying root causes of these health issues, we can achieve long-term improvements in health and well-being, which leads to higher quality of life and greater resilience for future challenges. So looking deeper is definitely a part of this. We're going to shift our focus now to look at a little bit about inflammation, because inflammation is a huge part of the whole issue with the metabolic mess and the spiral getting out of control. Inflammation plays a significant role in driving the aging process biologically. We really want to hope that our biological age is less than our chronological age, and inflammation can really shift this in a direction we do not want it to go. It really contributes to a lot of chronic diseases. And so let's look at how inflammation impacts aging and chronic disease. One of those things is cellular damage. Chronic inflammation can lead to oxidative stress, a process where free radicals damage cells and tissues, and over time, this cellular damage accumulates, and that contributes to aging process and increasing the risk of chronic diseases such as diabetes or cancer. And also inflammation can contribute to immune dysfunction. Inflammation activates the immune system, which releases pro-inflammatory cytokines and other molecules to combat perceived threats. However, chronic activation of the immune system can lead to immune dysfunction, where the body's ability to regulate inflammation becomes impaired. And this dysregulation contributes to the development of autoimmune diseases or other chronic inflammatory diseases. All of these things are perpetuating the entire metabolic mess, as we've been discussing. So things like tissue degeneration and insulin resistance, these are all things that are prolonging and promoting inflammation in the body that are definitely contributing to the metabolic mess cycle, and that contributes to the domino effect, and we just cannot seem to get out of this spiral. DNA is also damaged with chronic inflammation, and that can create a lot of issues with genetic mutations and which will increase the risk of cancer development. Chronic inflammation creates an environment conducive to tumor growth and progression by really promoting cell proliferation and angiogenesis, which is the formation of new blood vessels, and potentially metastasis, which is the spread of cancer to other parts of the body. So chronic inflammation really accelerates the aging process and really gets this metabolic mess spiral going pretty quickly, and it contributes to the development of other chronic diseases with having cellular damage and immune dysfunction and tissue degeneration, insulin resistance, and DNA damage. So we really want to start to shift our cycle in the other direction, stop the spiral of the metabolic mess, and managing inflammation is one of those things we can do through lifestyle interventions such as diet and exercise, stress management, targeted therapies, and crucial for promoting healthy aging. And sometimes that will help to reduce the risk of chronic disease. Inflammation plays a central role in perpetuating the metabolic mess and exacerbating health issues by creating this vicious cycle of dysfunction within the body. So here's how inflammation contributes to this process. It creates this dysregulated immune response, again, insulin resistance. There's dysfunctional adipose tissue. Adipose tissue is that fat tissue that's not just a passive storage depot for excess energy, but it's also an active endocrine organ that promotes pro-inflammatory cytokines and what's called adipokines. And in conditions of obesity and metabolic dysfunction, adipose tissue becomes dysfunctional, leading to increased secretion of more pro-inflammatory molecules. And this chronic low-grade inflammation, which is originating in the adipose tissue, further exacerbates insulin resistance and metabolic dysfunction. And guess what? The metabolic mess is spiraling fast. So we want to slow that down. Gut dysbiosis and inflammation are very strongly connected. If the gut microbiome is not shifted in the direction that we would like it to be, it can really affect the immune system. Then we can get leaky gut, and that starts to circulate different endotoxins into the bloodstream, and that creates another round of metabolic mess, metabolic dysfunction, which continues the spiral in the wrong direction. Then there's oxidative stress. Chronic inflammation leads to oxidative stress, which is a process where reactive oxygen species and free radicals accumulate and cause damage to cells and tissues. Oxidative stress further exacerbates inflammation and really contributes to the progression of this metabolic mess and other related health issues. So you can see how this is a spiral that can get out of control. I want you to think about our cells as little factories. They are producing a product, but they also have waste, just like factories have waste. So we want this process to be as efficient as possible. And that is what oxidative stress is creating, is an inefficient factory. So that's why we want to, down at the cellular level, improve what's happening across that cell membrane so we can decrease some of the metabolic dysfunction that's happening. And then we have interference with hormonal signals. Inflammation interferes with the normal functioning of hormones. It really messes with the whole metabolic regulation. And dysregulation of these hormones can lead to increased appetite and altered energy metabolism and impaired insulin sensitivity, which again further perpetuates the entire mess. So overall, chronic inflammation plays a pivotal role in perpetuating the metabolic mess and exacerbating health issues by disrupting these normal physiologic processes, and that causes insulin resistance or gut dysbiosis, that oxidative stress, or other issues with hormonal signaling. So addressing inflammation through more holistic practices really can start to break the cycle of the metabolic dysfunction and promoting optimal health and well-being. So addressing inflammation is really key to breaking the cycle of the metabolic mess and promoting overall health and longevity. By targeting inflammation through these lifestyle interventions and other targeted therapies, really individuals can mitigate the harmful effects of chronic inflammation and can restore balance in their body. So here are some insights into how addressing inflammation can really help promote overall health and longevity, because it improves our metabolic health. We can really start to improve our insulin sensitivity. It helps to regulate our blood sugar levels. It promotes energy. It promotes efficient energy metabolism. It can really be essential in as we start to reverse the metabolic domino spiral effect. And then we can have a reduced risk of chronic diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other neurodegenerative diseases. That managing inflammation also really will help to enhance our immune function. We can really help to strengthen our immune systems. Therefore, we can fight off pathogens better and maintain optimal health a lot better once our immune system is more functional and more resilient. Then we will also have improved gut health. So by addressing inflammation, individuals can really promote a healthy gut microbiome. We can have better intestinal gut lining, so we don't have leaky gut, and that really improves the overall ability to digest and absorb our nutrients, which helps the metabolic mess spiral in the other direction. Chronic inflammation is really implicated in the development of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So by reducing inflammation, we can really protect against cognitive decline, we can preserve brain function, and we can promote neuroplasticity, which is how our brain regenerates neurons, and therefore the brain can function better. And this is essential for maintaining cognitive function, memory, and overall quality of life. Even the thought of addressing inflammation can really help us increase our vitality and our energy and our overall well-being. We can experience improvements in our mood and sleep and physical function. This leads to a much higher quality of life and a better ability to enjoy our daily activities. So decreasing inflammation is really crucial in breaking the cycle of the metabolic mess, because it promotes overall health and systems just start working better, and then the body kind of stops that like inner self-sabotage issue. So let's talk about a few strategies that you can put into place to address the metabolic mess and restore balance to the body. And this can require some comprehensive approach that targets various aspects of health and well-being. So yes, it is important to eat a healthy diet, even though it's not all about diet and exercise. It is an important part of this. So we would focus on whole foods, nutrient-dense foods like fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and healthy fats and whole grains and less sugar in the diet. Those are all things that help really start to give us good support and help us to reduce inflammation in the body. Stress is a huge part of this. I know people hate to hear that they're stressed out and that's what's causing their issues, but it is such an issue when it comes to chronic inflammation and metabolic dysfunction. So it is important to really start thinking about how you can manage your stress, because this metabolic mess is very stressful on the body, which again perpetuates the whole cycle. So managing the stress that you can manage can be really helpful. And then you want to really think about prioritizing sleep. Aiming for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night can really support optimal health and well-being. It really turns down what is happening with the metabolic mess as we start sleeping better. Again, staying active can be really helpful. Even if you can't find time to exercise, just being active throughout the day can be helpful. Incorporating some strength training or yoga or Pilates can be really helpful for improving insulin sensitivity, improving overall pathways in the body, and to start to reduce some of the metabolic mess that's happening. And then a healthy weight, we want to start getting rid of some of that visceral fat, which is that adipose tissue. It's like its own organ all by itself. And that we want to start shutting down as much as we can because it's releasing its whole set of hormones and other junk all by itself. And then if we do things to support a healthy gut, like eating plenty of fiber-rich foods, these can really help the diversity of the microbiome. Really reducing sugar intake can really help here as well. Even taking a prebiotic or probiotic supplement may be needed to further gut support, or seeking help for looking further into what is actually happening with your gut health. Also, we need to be thinking about reducing exposures to toxins. Exposure to environmental toxins such as air pollution or pesticides or chemical additives in the food and personal care products. Even minimal exposure can be a big problem here. These toxins can really contribute to inflammation, so we want to try to reduce that as much as possible. Then I also want you to think about staying hydrated. Drinking plenty of water throughout the day can really help to support all the metabolic processes, such as digestion and nutrient absorption, and it can aid in our detoxification processes. Then, as we talked about, just really limiting processed foods and added sugars. These are really pro-inflammatory, so we really want to start to limit that. Also, even just seeking professional guidance from somebody that's really been trained in metabolic syndromes can really help, besides just putting you on a medication. That can be really helpful, as they can really recommend targeted interventions and even do further lab testing to see what else is going on. So by implementing these techniques, you can really help in your daily routine. You can really start to impact that metabolic mess, which reduces inflammation, reduces the stress on the body, which again reduces the metabolic mess, and it promotes overall balance and well-being in your body. And small changes can really lead to big improvements over time. When we really start to look at holistic principles, we really want to look at addressing the root cause of issues rather than just managing symptoms. And this approach allows for a more targeted and sustainable approach to healthcare, as it seeks to resolve underlying imbalances and promote long-term health and vitality. And sometimes it does require looking deeper and doing more functional lab testing and seeing if there is an immune system issue, or if there's a gut problem or a hormonal imbalance or a micronutrient deficiency that can really be contributing to this whole metabolic mess. And most providers are not able to do that just because of insurance regulations and time constraints. So seeking somebody out that can really personalize your care, even thinking about things like genetics or your environmental exposures, these are things that can really be put into place to put a treatment plan in place for you to really help you through that. And even just becoming empowered by listening to things like this podcast that can give you more knowledge and tools, and even understanding that you're not just sabotaging yourself. It's kind of like your body's own self-sabotage. So it's just a way of really having a further look at how you can really approach your health and wellness without being just looking at surface level solutions. And it's not always just our own inner failure that's creating this. It's the metabolic mess that really contributes to these signaling issues that really can just completely derail the whole system. So if this conversation today resonated with you, I invite you to hit that like and follow button and subscribe to the podcast. I don't want you to miss any episodes as we continue to unravel the secrets to a holistic well-being. And leave a review, spread the word about my podcast. Don't forget to check out the show notes for some special insights, additional resources, and perhaps a surprise or two. It's a treasure of information that complements what we discuss here. So thank you for joining me on the Anchor to Wellness Show. Together, let's anchor ourselves to a life of vibrant well-being. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and embrace the journey to holistic vitality. Stay anchored and stay well.